Nolte, Smarmy Gavin Newsom said he never used term Latinx, he did. By John Nolte on March 12, 2025. Governor Gavin Newsom, DCA, claimed not one person in my office has ever used the term Latinx. To the surprise of no one, that turned out to be a big, fat lie. With term limits forcing him and his hair gel out of the governor's mansion next year and his eye on the White House after two decades of governing as a left-wing extremist, Newsom is using his new podcast to pose as some sort of moderate. For example, while chatting with Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk last week, Newsom went full smarm trying to have it both ways with the issue of allowing men to play in women's sports. On the issue of fairness, I completely agree. So that's easy to call out, the unfairness of that. There's also a humility and a grace that these poor people are more likely to commit suicide and have anxiety and depression. And the way that people talk down to vulnerable communities is an issue that I have a hard time with as well. So, both things I can hold in my hand. How can we address this issue with the kind of decency that I think is inherent in you, but not always expressed on the issue? But at the same time deal with the unfairness? Good grief. You either allow men to cheat and steal trophies and opportunity from girls, or you don't. It's not a both things I can hold in my hand issue. In that same interview, Mr. Moderate said the following about the obnoxious term Latinx. By the way, not one person ever in my office has ever used the word Latinx, I just didn't even know where it came from. What are people talking about? Well, Fox News found one person in Gavin Newsom's office who uses the term Latinx, Gavin Newsom. Fox also found others in Newsom's office that have used the term, including the office itself. The term has also come up in official press releases and documentation from Newsom's office, reports Fox News. Here you go. Directly from the California governor's website in October 2020. Less than a week out from the November 3 presidential election, Governor Gavin Newsom and global superstar and activist Becky G teamed up with YouTube for an exclusive platica, or conversation, about the importance of the youth and Latinx vote in shaping America's future. The two urged Latinx Gensers, Millennials and Gen Xers to turn out in the upcoming election and discussed how the COVID-19 pandemic has impacted diverse communities throughout the state and nation. Emphasis mine throughout. The previous month, the governor's office released a news release that read in part, "The COVID-19 pandemic has presented significant challenges to small businesses, employers and employees. Small business majority survey data found that up to 44% of businesses are at risk of shutting down. From February to April 2020, there was a 22% drop of active business owners nationwide according to data released through the Census Current Population Survey. Minority-owned businesses are disproportionately impacted. The number of active businesses owned by African Americans dropped by 41%, Latinx by 32%, Asians by 25%, and immigrants by 36%. And on the examples go. What makes Latinx so obnoxious and offensive, especially to Hispanics, is that it's a repudiation of the entire Spanish language, which is built around differentiating between the sexes. One example, amigo is a male friend, amiga is a female friend. Another example, my pretty wife calls me a pendejo, not a pencha. These creepy, left-wing fascists are looking to wipe out a beautiful language and tradition that reaches back centuries, all in their quest to feminize men and queer our kids. Newsom can play all the word games he wants, but come the 2028 presidential election, he will not only have to defend a far-left record of governing that reaches back 25 years, but a record of failure. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.